Good morning. Happy new week. Assuming it's a week of ending with a grand celebration on Mitzvah Shabbos. You know, we got up to the two dots in that Tzadik Rav on the days. Today's dot is not Tzadik Shani. Turn around one. Mekoshesh is Zetz Lafchad. The Mekoshesh is never mentioned by name. It says then Vayim Tzu Mekoshesh Etzim. But actually, he was Slavchad. V'chein hu omer v'ayu b'nei Yisro b'midbar Vayim Tzu ish. V'la'alan hu omer avinu meik b'midbar Ma la'alan Slavchad avkat Slavchad Ivi Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva darshins Xereshova to identify the Mekoshesh as being Slavchad. We had yesterday a Machloket. What exactly the Mekoshesh had done? Had he done Havorah? Was he over on Ma'amer? Maybe he was actually cutting the wood. But in any event, he's identified here as the father of the famous Benot Slavchad. So says Rabbi Akiva. Omalu Rabbi Yudah ben Metera Akiva, you're in big trouble. Ben kach u ben kach atah atid v'tinat adin. I don't care if you're right or wrong, you're in big trouble. Because im kidvarecha, I mean, let's say you're right. If the Torah wanted us to know who the Mekoshesh was, it would say who the Mekoshesh was. And it didn't say it's Slavchad. You're coming around now, v'atam egaleota. V'im lav, and if you're wrong, it's even worse. Atam otzi lav zelotot tzadik. We have no reason to believe that Slavchad was anything but a tzadik. And you are just making up stories about it. What do you mean? Torah was mahas. Gamar gzereshava. He's darshan gzereshava. Gzereshava is an easy. Gzereshava is that the Torah is telling you something. This is how it's telling it to you. Why is that called mechaser? I mean, the point is that gzereshava is meant to be darush. No, actually, gzereshava lo gamar. Now, the pashtus over here would be, to get around all of the problems, to learn like the Oruf learns, or the Yochanan learns, is gzereshava lo gamar, is that Rabbi Akiva was never gomar this gzereshava. And that actually this limud that he had at Slavchad was a drush of the similarity of the words, but he certainly had not been mekabel. But Xereshava was an approach that he had, which is similar to Xereshava, but it isn't sanctioned particularly by a list of Xereshavas and Mekubo, Dorak or Dor and so on. And it was his insight that it's a strange way to say Avinu made by Midbar. I mean, well, you know, obviously, and that's what we're talking about. So therefore it must mean that that's a remnant. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda was saying to him, look, that's the type of remez, which the Torah doesn't say. It wasn't meant to be Megula. What are you going around saying? It's Slavchad. But Rashi and Tosfos assume that the meaning is the way it usually is, when we say Gzeirah Shel Lo Gamar, is that the Bar Plukta Gzeirah Shel Lo Gamar. In other words, in this case, it was Rabbi Yehuda who was angry at Rabbi Akiva. He had not been gomer at Gzeirah Shava, whereas Rabbi Akiva had been gomer at Gzeirah Shava, which is what gave him a right to say it. In which case, the answer asks Tosfos the obvious question. You don't, just because you don't know the Xereshava doesn't mean you come out and say, Atid v'tinat adinat, somebody does know the Xereshava. So fine, so you accept the Xereshava from Rabbi Akiva. Says does a fascinating thing, that the Xereshavot were actually part of the dinim of Sofer, in other words, they were counted. It was a list of confirmed Xereshavas that was backed up by a number. In other words, X number of confirmed Xereshavas. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera had a full list. Rabbi Akiva's Xereshava wasn't in it. He wasn't going to accept Rabbi Akiva's Xereshava because he saw no reason to accept it. It wasn't that he hadn't learned it. He had specifically learned that there was no such Xereshava. That it was just a drasha b'yalma, which is why he attacked Rabbi Akiva. So understands Tosfos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Mehecha Havi, what in fact was the problem with Slavchad? I mean, it does say, V'hu b'cheto meit. So it's not, the Torah is not covering up the fact that there was a fate. The point is that to say that that chait was the Mekoshesh is rather dramatic. I mean, that's the, you know, two individuals are pinpointed basically in the midbar for doing something that became now the simon. I mean, you have the Mekoshesh and the Kalel. I mean, make him one of these main guys. I mean, maybe he just did something. What did he do? According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, what chait was being referred to? He was included in the Ma'apilim, Meveyafilu Havet, which is not, I mean, that's something that, look, it's a mistake. It's not a terrible chait. I mean, a guy wants to be meiser nefesh to come into Eretz Yisrael after he was warned that now is not the time, which he is not with you. I mean, you understand how such a thing happens. So a chait it could be, says ki would be chait on me, but it certainly wasn't from the Mekoshesh.
My opinion wasn't just one person, there was a whole crowd.
Yeah, but they were. That's exactly it.
Yeah, he was singled out.
No, he wasn't
singled
out. No. He was not singled out. He was never singled out. His children were talking about their father. So they said, our father died in a sin in the midbar. It's not to say he was singled out. They may have been saying he died among all those who died in the Mount Gilgal. It's not that the Torah was singling him out. The Bono Itzlof Chag was singling him out. Now, can you say about Avrata Omer? We find another discussion between Rabbi Yehuda ben Peter and Rabbi Akiva with exactly the same form, in which we darshan there, Rabbi Akiva darshan the pasuk Vayichar Af Hashem Bam Vayelach, that when Aaron and Miriam had spoken about Moshe, so it says there that God got angry at them, left, and Miriam's hand is mitzorat kishala. Tainas, Rabbi Akiva, the word in the pasuk is Bam, both of them, not Bam. In which case, Menabech Af Aaron, it's the reactive Rabbi Akiva. From there we see that Aaron as well had Sarat. Amala Rabbi Yehuda ben Peter, Akiva ben Kacha ben Kacha tahati b'tinu davin. Now you're in big trouble there. Im kidvorecha, HaTorah kisatov v'ata megaleh oto. The Torah obviously didn't want to say that Aaron had Sarat. V'im lav, and if you're wrong, even worse. Ata motzi laz al atot tzadik. I mean, what do you mean? Torah kisato. It says beferush the pasuk bam. And Rabbi Akiva is not telling you something about his own. He's simply reading the pasuk. Elo v'aktiv bam. Bam doesn't necessarily mean that they're complete equivalents, does it? I mean, it's coming to tell me that there was a nizifa. Okay, there's an Indian of the nizifa, which is equivalent to putting somebody into nidui and so on. Speak with anger. Turn your back to them. Okay, so the nizifa, the alma indeed, Aaron was included, and it was a tosefet of a particular onesh on Miriam. And that was the one that the Torah focuses on.
And here's a little different for the other one.
Yeah, but it's the same format. We're looking at the format. Tani Kumad Yomah Af Aaron Nitzareach. We have a bright fact that seems to follow this approach of Rabbi Akiva. Dechiv Vayifan Aaron and Miriam Vinei Mitzoraat. What do you mean Vayifan? He turned to her. Turned. I mean, you don't need to say that he turned. You're saying Vayar Aaron and Miriam Mitzorah, but I need to know the turning. But the point is, he turned, meaning he turned away from his own personal pain, to put it aside, put him, set something else aside. So he set aside his own sarat and worried about Miriam, not himself. That's the meaning of panna. In which case, clearly, it would be following Rabbi Akiva Shita, that he had also been in sarat. So, tana shepanna mi sarat. Omer Reish Lakish, I mean, speaking of these things that Rabbi Akiva was doing over here, if he was wrong, that's really bad news. And it's interesting that the mocker of its being bad news is the story really connected directly to the story of Miriam in a strange way. Because Omer Reish Lakish, Hachoshet B'Kshirim Lokeh B'Gufo, somebody who suspects someone of something, who is kosher, that thing ends up being punished with bodily yisurim, defeat. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ein lo ya'aminu li. V'gaya kumek u'chabrit v'dehem ne Yisrael. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Bnei Yisrael are ma'aminim and would accept him if he came along and told them that Hashem had sent him. Well, Marlos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you know what? Hey, ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. These are guys that do believe in things. You're the guy that never believes anything. Atayin sof halami. Hey, ma'aminim, d'ti v'ya me'na'am. And how do I know that the b'nei ma'amin, that was the avot, I mean, that was Avram Avinu, v'yamin v'ashem, v'yashav etzidakam. But atayin sof halami, you're going to die because of a lack of emunah. Shemar yan lo e'amantem bi. And how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu indeed was punished begufo by being choshed b'nei Yisrael of a lack of emunah? Put your hand into your pocket and you will find that it has turned into tzarat. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself gets tzarat, which is of course b'chubet to the whole story of the tzarat of Miriam connected Moshe. Now, just the stump is very, it's a dover that is well known, I assume. It's glad to speak it out. I mean, Tzidkas HaTzadik talks about it. It's very nogea our situation. He says that the matzah in Mitzrayim, we know from the various midrashim, was absolutely, I mean, as bad as it could get without being completely fatal. People weren't being nizar even in Brit Milah. I mean, Koshkanda weren't nizar in other things. They were absolutely assimilated other than being a slave population. It was really Memtet Shari Tuma. But Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, they're not going to believe in me. I mean, it certainly looked like they're not going to believe in me. you can imagine the cynical comments of the radio commentators. You know, another Messianic fellow is showing up today. He calls himself Mo. You know, so, but the point is that this level of emunah, the ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, he defines as being the emunah that comes from v'yamin v'ashem. In other words, since it's something that is an expression of emunah achieved by the avot, it's subliminal. It only comes out under duress. So, and in fact, the geula of Mitzrayim was only b'schut that emunah. So that, he says, that's the yesod, because we know many places it says Gula Achrona, Gula Rishona. And that ultimately there's some level of subliminal emuna, which of course everybody remembers came out very strongly in the Six-Day War. There was a strong upsurge and upswelling of the Yisrael B'tach Hashem, which was the common bumper sticker at the time. But the level of emuna that we're talking about here is something that is so subliminal that it's the only thing that actually could account for the insanity of this country, in which it has absolutely no future. There's no reasonable way to live here if you're normal. And I say, no, seriously, think about it. Anybody without a complete blind spot recognizes that you have to be mad to be here. I mean, you're sitting in a sea of a population of 20 to 40 times your size, how many you want to include in it, among whom your most bitter enemies are rapidly developing nuclear weapons or have nuclear weapons, in a thin sliver in which one or two small nuclear weapons finish you off, in which is basically the country is being torn apart internally and externally, and there's absolutely no future whatsoever. You know, people are walking around very comfortably and saying, oh, Hashem Yazor, not that they know what Hashem is, but Hashem Yazor. You know, you do these crazy kinds of moves that are connected all sense, whether it's in terms of military moves or financial moves and so on, and people say, yeah, it'll work out, you have to say that. What are they crazy? I mean, there's a limit to madness. This must be part of this subliminal craziness of Emuna, which you just sense. Somehow or other, things had to work out. Couldn't be that it shouldn't work out. Okay? That's
a,
is that?
Crazy for God.
Yeah. No, it's not for God. No, there's still no awareness of God whatsoever. There's just a sense of the form that existence takes. That's the deep. Emuna has nothing to do with God. Emuna doesn't mean belief in God. Emuna means belief. It's a sense of how you view the world. An ish emunah is somebody who has integrity. He sticks to a particular idea. It doesn't mean he believes in God. Maybe a culture. He could still be an ish emunah, to be absolutely integrous in business or whatever. He's a man of faith. It's all a man of faith. It doesn't necessarily mean he's a man that is faithful to God. Okay, so this is that level of emunah that here it reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, even if they're not aware of it. The opposite done in terms of Ibn Bashar. Omar Rabbi Bitame Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. Midat tovah memeheret lavah memidat puranut. Notes the interesting difference. When you analyze the Tzarat of Moshe Rabbeinu, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hamhaga l'tovah comes more rapidly than midat puranut. Because by midat puranut, when Moshe was told to put his hands in, and then he took out his hands, it says, vayotzi'ah, he took his hand out of his inside pocket, v'ine yado mitzorat kishalag, and at that point his hand was completely leprous. Vilo b'midat tovaktiv, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curing him of that tzarat, he says, okay, now put your hand back in. There it says, vayotzi'ah micheko, as he's taking it out from his pocket. V'ine shava kibsaro, it was micheko the shava, it wasn't after he removed the hand, which it had turned leprous only after he had removed it. Mashenken over here, it had been cured as it was coming out of the pocket. Vayivla mate aharonet matotan, once we're on the topic, the mate ended up swallowing the matot of the Egyptian magicians. So Amar Rav Elazar, yes, it means the mate, not that it turned into a snake, but rather that as a mate, it went ahead and swallowed their matot. So it was a nace, the toes nace, in fact. Enough that one should be able to swallow the others, but mates usually don't swallow at all. So that part was also a nace. Mishutei Achid, Mishutei Achid, getting back now to the Mishnah. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, if you're throwing from Rishut Hayachid to Rishut Hayachid to Rishut Rabin the Amazon, we have a machlokas with the Akiva and the Chachamim. We weren't sure what that machlokas was, whether it was a machlokas referring to below Ten Tefachim or whether it was a machlokas above Ten Tefachim. It was a completely different story. And here's where the Gemara once again reviews the sugya that we had back in the beginning in the Masechta, which brings up what the possibilities are in the machlokas. Boy, Rab, how shall I understand the Mishnah? Is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim lamata mi'asara pligit, that it's within the airspace of Rishut HaRabim? We know that the airspace of Rishut HaRabim extends up to 10 tefachim. So then the machlokas would be as follows: the Mar Sovar Amrin Kluta Kvishon Kadagim. Rabbi Akiva holds that something which is in the airspace is the equivalent of being set on the ground in that area. In which case, you did now a hanocha in the Rishut HaRabim, which was between the two Rishuyot HaYachid, because as it was flying through the airspace, it's viewed as having been set still, and therefore not. But if it would be Lambala Miyasara, in which case it was above 10 Tefachim, it would have been passing through a Makom Ptur. That's through a Makom Pturian HaTfayim. So over there, Rabbi Yaakov Patur, Rabbi Akiva never argued on that. He certainly wouldn't have said, well, now, wait a minute, if you pass something over 10 Tefachim Mitzkayim, that was the case of the Moshe, so maybe if you throw something over 10 Tefachim, no. Lo Yafidin Zorin Moshe. We don't compare the cases of Zerika to the case of Hoshata, again, because the format of Otsah is very specific. Or, perhaps, we should look at it the other way. Maybe, in fact, they're not arguing about Kut Kvishim Lutan. They're arguing about above 10 Tefachim, in which case the only way to understand the Machlok is that according to Rabbi Akiva, Bobli, the Marsa of Rabbi Akiva holds, Yalfina Zorek Mimoshi, the same way that we have in our Mishnah, a case of a Levi passing to a Levi on an adjoining truck that's behind him, over the Rishus Rabbi Bam said that there was a Chiyad. So too, what's the difference? If I pass it, if I throw it to him. And basically, that would be the same case in the Mishnah, if I throw from one porch to another porch. Marsa of Rabbi Yalfina Zorek Mimoshi, Abalabata Mehasara. Had it been beneath 10 Tefachim, then perhaps the Rabbanan also would have been Moda. That your Chayiv, may my time, Kluta Kemishun Chadamya. Why make that into a Machlokas after all? Omer of Yosef, well, this is not a new question, sir. This question was raised actually by Rav Chista, Rav Yosef told Rava, and Rav Amnuna answered it and proved that it would have to be one or the other, partially of Rav Amnuna Miha. He proved it from the following. It says, Mirushut Yachid, Mirushut Yachid. And what's different about the phrasing here in this braita is this word atzma. It passes through the Rishut Rabbim itself. So Rabbi Akiva mechaye mechachamim potri, which sounds on the surface, except for that one word, exactly like our Mishnah. But the point is that one word clarifies the issue, because I mean, there's no meaning to the word atzma unless it is to make sure that you don't think we're talking about in space above Rishut Rabbim, which is not part of Rishut Rabbim. In other words, you're telling me it specifically passed along the airspace of the Rishut Rabbim itself. That's the point. So since you say that word, Midagamar Rishut Rabbim, Atzma, Shita, there's no avoiding the additional meaning that it's Lamata Miasar, Plevina Machlok, it's got to be Minit Ten Tvach. Now, true, that there's a word missing, in which case you might suspect it's not the case in the Mishnah, because it doesn't say Hazorek. It just says, Mirishut Ayakid Rishut. What does it do? Mirishut Ayakid Rishut. Maybe it's not the case if it's Zorek. Maybe there's another issue here. So I ask you, what do you think the case is if it's not Zorek? Is he carrying it? Is that it? He's carrying his hands? So, Elaine, but Bamavir, what are you telling me? That if he's carrying his hand, that he's only Chayav if he's within 10 Tvachim. And the Malam Yasara Tvachim Momah Chayav. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, Motzim Masri, the Malam Yasara Chayav. We had before the Ferush. That if you're carrying something that's on you, and even though that what it is that you're carrying extends above 10 Tefachim, you'll still be chayav because that's the way B'nai Kahat carried. We proved it, remember, by analyzing the space between the bottom of the Mizbeach that they're carrying around, or the case of the Aran that they're carrying, and the ground level. Okay, so that can't be. Elamai, it's got to be talking about Elamai Bizorek. It's got to be talking about the case that Arnish is talking about. You threw it. And it's saying over here, the only time the Rabbi Akiva argues on the Chachamim is if you threw it Rishut Rabbim Atzma, meaning Lamata Miasara Tvachim. Only there, who did Mechayim? But had it been Lamata Miasara, Rabbi Akiva would never have been Mechayim, which proves that it must be Shmamina, Bekluta Kamishon Chadam, Shmamina. The only Machlokas here is whether we say that being within the airspace of a place is the equivalent of having landed in that place. Now, this particular approach, however, clearly argues on Rabbi Elazar. Remember Rabbi Elazar? Actually, Rabbi Elazar took a look at this bright and he said, no, that's not the correct conclusion. Rabbi Akiva would be Mechayev even above 10 Tefachim because he does learn out Zorek Mimoshi. Now, I know what's been troubling you, which is the word Atzma. Albeit that it's true that it's referenced to within 10 Tefachim, but that's not to say that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have argued above 10 Tefachim. It's Lodiach HaKuchan D'Rabbanan. It's to let you know, because you'll notice the way you phrased the question. You said, perhaps they're only arguing Lamala Miyasara, but Lamata Miyasara, everybody would be agreed, Kluta Kamishun Chadamya. You're wrong. That was not the alternative. The alternative is that they're arguing in both cases. And that's why it says Rishut Rabbim Atzma. They're arguing Lamala Miyasara because Rabbi Akiva learns out the din of Zorek Mimoshin. And they're arguing Lamata Miyasara because the Rabbanim wouldn't even be made there. Rabbanim would say, we don't say Kluta Kamishun Chadamya. So really it extends across the entire spectrum, which would explain why the Mishnah would leave it hanging like that. The Unnafkamina would be the case of it. I'm coming to illustrate the machlokes about Zorek. Then I can't say Ketzad if I'm talking about Lamala Miasar. But other than that, there's no real need to specify that they're arguing in this particular case and not in that case.
It's pretty difficult to write. It's pretty difficult to write Miasar, no?
You have any baseball fans? Yeah.
Talk to them.
Talk to
them.
Talk to them.
Well, only the knees.
You can't go higher than the
knees. What about the knees?
That's amazing.
Furthermore, now this mimer of Rabbi Elazar is Pligid of Kilkia Bartuvi argues also, here Rabbi Elazar argues, on Rav Kilkia Bartuvi, because he claims that even the Malami Asad is a Machloki, Rav Kilkia Bartuvi is a sneaky way, very sneaky way, of adding one additional element that we've been ignoring, which is how about the distance from the ground level to 3 Tvachim up, which is a Lovat problem. We managed to put that under this Lovat carpet, but now he's bringing it up. So he argues also Rav Kilkia Bartuvi. Rav Kilkia Bartuvi says, look, Tov Shlo Shav would be within 3 Tvachim of the ground. Then everybody would agree that you're chayav, because over there, it's on the ground, basically, if it's locked. L'mala me'asara adirego potter, which is the way we, Rav Nun understood the bright, huh? And mishlosha be'adasara, this very specific area, the 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim. That's where you've got the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about whether kluta can be shuhun to the time, and only there. So, banu l'machloket Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Tanya Nami Akiach is a bright that backs with Chilkei Bar Tuvia, that betoch shlosha dibeko chayev l'malam yasara eno ela mishum shvut. What would be the shvut? The shvut would be that you're carrying it into a guy's rishus hayokid with whom you don't have an eruv. You're not allowed to put something of yours into somebody else's rishus, but there's no problem, surprisingly, of throwing something across rishus hayokid. Avabima. If you're l'malam yasara tofik, you're going to a malkum tour. And we don't correlate the Rabban and Nasir. So actually, Imayu Shneim Shalom, if both of these Rishuyot were his, he would be lechatchila allowed to throw a ball across the Rishus HaRabim from his kids in one house and to his kids in the other house across the street. Now that's a ball game for Shabbos, let me tell you. And that's only a Thomas Kochman play that kind of ball game. Everybody else is throwing stones and yelling, Shabbos, Shabbos! Going around playing ball, and it's fun.
But it's not a
shvut. We'll talk about that.
And it's not a shvut that a mega wonder you're talking.
No. Why are we not concerned that a mega wonder? Because that would be a mitasek. I have no intent. The doctor don't want this. So you can tell me what happens if Chas v'Shalom falls. You're right. If Chas v'Shalom falls, I lose my ball. That's the problem. There's certainly no Shabbos issue. There's no Indian to be avoid making zera to avoid a mitasek. A mitasek isn't a malacha. So what would be the point of making such a zera? So surprisingly, you could have a ball game across Rosh Hashanah. So, Lematavi Tiyuf to the Rav, I mean, Rav didn't say that. The Yidmar, Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Rav of Aravuna Amar Rav, Asur Lizrok, Zem Yisrael, even if you own both houses, you can't play a ball game from one to the other. Shmuel says, Mutal Lizrok, Mizel Lizrok. Apparently this Brayta is only going to Shmuel. That's wild. No, did you forget? We explained what the meaning of the Brayta was over there in Erevin. Did we not explain that as referring to Kegon, the Midle Chad, Matte Chad? There it's talking about that one of the houses had a porch on the third floor, the other house had a porch on the second floor, which makes it difficult for you to hit your target and makes it more likely that the ball will fall. So you'll say, and who cares? I thought we don't care if the ball falls. We don't care if the ball falls. But we do care if your kids run outside, grab the ball, and bring it back up, don't we? And since it's very likely that the ball is going to miss, because it's a much more complicated game, we make a gzera in this case that the zinin nafel, since the ball can sometimes fall, the atila tuya, you don't want to lose your ball, so you run down to the restaurant without thinking, bringing it to Tayaki, which is really a hotzagaklasa. And therefore, we made a gezerah because of that, that Rav was certainly not concerned with two porches on the same level on other sides of Rishut HaRabim. That would be fine, as long as you own both of them. Omele Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna. Well, now that you've raised this love of business, some say Rav Hamnuna asked Rav Chisda, where does it come from, actually, love of business? Why do we say that if you're within 3 tefachim of the ground, that then it's considered to be that you're basically not in the Rishut HaRabim? Why? Well, What do you want? Ground hugging radar? It's just a Gemara. I mean, you can't. I mean, Yerushal Rishut Rabbim Shetilaket Bemlaket Reitni. I mean, you want the Rishut Rabbim to be shaved and then to be plain, you know, so it's completely flat. Now, obviously, we're going to. I mean, aim of the Varso, because now we're going to get down to the molecular level, maybe. You know, you've got to actually skim the top of Rishut Rabbim. When we're talking about a Rishut, obviously, you include the general variations in the height of the land. You got a little bit of a mud pile over here, and a little puddle of that left an indentation in the ground over there. So we even it out. That's the point. So within three tefachim, it's all considered to be part of the ground level. That's what it means. And therefore, wherever you are, you're basically on the ground level of Rishut Rabbim. So he said to him, if that's what it's all about, and you're talking about not using ground hugging radar, so what do you mean less than three? I mean, so then three, you know, well, that's crazy. Less than three, but three is, I mean, so then three should also be included in that. I mean, certainly, variations of the ground don't stop right at the bottom of three. So you make up that. So then, shalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashalashal if the only place we met Lavud was in this particular din of somebody that lands within three tukim of Shir Rabin, you could say it. But Lavud appears all over the place, for heaven's sakes. It appears in the din of Mechitzot, where you're hanging a Mechitzot from the top, it's coming down. Within three tukim, it's considered to be sealed. Over there, that has nothing to do with the overall, you're not trying to average out a ground level. So if your sukkah is being hung from the top, and you're lowering it, the minute it comes to within three tukim, it becomes kosher. So, I mean, what are you going to say over there?
Is it something that, if you want it, or
is
it just
a mitzias? Mitzias. V'tu adetzana, mishal shel tfanot lamata. Imeim gvoim min ha'aret shloshat tfakim, your sukkah is psula, because you don't have a mechitzah that's on the ground. But apokot mishlosha. Sheira. Okay, so obviously there's got to be another din of lavud besides radar. No, that's a different thing. Minahata ma'inu taima, mishum da'adu mechitzah sha'agidim bokeim ba. A mechitzah that is three tfakim high is basically large enough to have small animals breaking through. So a young kid, a goat, will just go straight through it as if it's not there. In which case you can't view it as a mechitza. It doesn't really stop wildlife from walking around. And that's just simply a question of what do you normally expect to be able to not come walking through your living room.
Another catch.
Yeah, now there's things that are normally can be put into a house fine, but I don't expect to have goats walking across my circle. And then the robot, you certainly expect to have cats walking in your circle. So says the Gemara, okay, fine, you can get away with that with Lovud on the bottom. What are you going to do with Lovud towards the top? Because Lovud is also said as you get within three tefachim of the tzchach on top. What's that about bats? I mean, come on. There's obviously something about Lovud in which it's defining space less than three tefachim. It's for some reason not considered to be a separate space. It's as if you're on whatever surface that you're close to. So then what are you going to do with Lamala Maikilami? Ella will have to admit that Lovud is one of those dinim of Mechitzot, which we said the dinim of Mechitzot are Lachal HaMashim Sinai. Ko pachot mishloshaka Lovud dami is in fact Yochot HaGemira. Turn around one. Mirushut Rabim, Mirushut Rabim, Mirushut.
Even on top?
Even on top? It's just the definition of spaces. The opposite case, where we talked about this case earlier, where this is the typical kids playing baseball case. So the baseball goes from one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah through your living room, which is Rosh Hashanah. Yes, taking the windows with you. So what's the din over there? Rebbe Mechayev, as we'll remember from earlier in the Masechta, Rebbe says you're Chayev in that case, and the Chachamim say you're Potter. You'll also recall that Rav Shmuel Damat Harvayu lo chiyev Rebbe, ela b'rishut ha-yakid mekurah. Yabinu b'itakim ha-demal yadami. The case over there, because it's a living room, is viewed as a completely sealed entity. And therefore, there is no air space. I mean, it's you're basically moving through a house. That's how we look at it. So there, of course, Rebbe said, look, that's munah. There's no concept of airspace in a house. It's not as if it's moving through your yard. If it moved through your yard, he wouldn't have said it. But it's because we say, Beit HaKamad Amal Yadad, Al-Basha'ena Mekuraf, it would not have a roof over it, it would just be a yard. Lo, Rebbe would not have said, because Rebbe's Svara is not Shlusa Kamishon Chadamya, being applied to the case of Rishut HaYachid, as opposed to the way we applied it earlier in Rishut HaRabim. It's a completely new halakha, and that's why it would only apply to Rishut HaYachid. Because as we saw, and we will see again soon, a Rishut HaRabim Mekora is not a Rishut HaRabim by very definition. It can't be covered and still be a Rishut HaRabim. If you look at the case, I mean, you're going to have to conclude that Mechayev Haya Rebbe Shtari, actually, I mean, when it so-called landed by going through that window, the first window, we'd already gone into Rishut HaYachid. So you're Chayev at that point for Hakmasa. And then, when it continues to make its way out the other window, into the Rishut HaRabim on the other side, you'd be Chayev Bishum HaTzah. So therefore, Rebbe was actually Chayev twice. Achat Bishum HaTzah, Achat Bishum HaKmasa. Despite the fact that one is an Av and one is a Tolda. Yosef Rav Chana Bekakashle, are you trying to say that Rebbe is Mechayev a Tolda Mamokam Av? That in fact Rebbe would actually be Mechayev twice? Whereas normally we say you can't be Mechayev two separate Chataot. Now Tosis points out, this is somewhat of a naive question. There's plenty of ways to explain this. I mean, we have the case before, if you were Nodalo in between. You were Nodalo on the Hakamasa, but you didn't realize you went out the window on the other side. So you went out, you set aside your carbon. So the Machlokas would be open to Shlokish. But everybody was wondering if you already brought your carbon, and then you found out. So for sure you'd be Chayev twice. So it's still a valuable point to make. It doesn't mean that under every circumstance, Lamaisi, you're going to bring two carbonas, but don't I need to know that there's two separate acts of Chilul Shabbat here, wherever it's Nogea. I mean, it's certainly conceptually important. Explains Tosfos that the reason that we're making this Gersa is to say that that's what it meant would not have been telling us anything. There's no Chiddush. Why would Rebbe Yehuda say Rebbe is Mechayev twice? I mean, any idiot understands that if you're telling me Beita Kamanda Malgadanya, you're talking about a Hakmasa followed by a Hotza'a. I don't need him to tell me that. The only point he must be making is that Rebbe is Mechayev a Tolda B'Mokama. Zatosis understands the deal. The problem is that we know that Rebbe was not Mechayev a Tolda B'Mokama. Because Vatanya, Rebbe Omer, I mean, Rebbe is basically brings the drush of the puzzle, which is the source of the idea that the maximum number of kataot that you could bring would be 39 kataot. If you're Mechayev and a Tolda B'Mokama, the number of kataot you could bring is infinite. Rebbe is the one who darshins the Eila HaDevarim in the beginning of Vayakhel, which is the place where we define the Malachas. So Rebbe says, okay, look, you've got Devarim. Okay, Devarim is a minimum of two things. HaDevarim adds at least one more. And then you've got Eila, which if you add up Eila is Lamed Vav. Add Lamed Vav to three, and you come up with Lamed Tet. Eila Lamed Tet Melachot, these in fact are the Lamed Tet Melachot Shemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, and they are a particularly defined set of things that you cannot add to, and it's, in other words, it's a maximum here. So that he therefore telling you can't be Mechayev and Tolda B'Mokama. Omele Rav Yosef said, you know, I'll tell you what your problem is. The way you understood Rav Yehuda, that it was a reference to Rebbe and the house that's filled, you have an unsolvable problem there, my friend. Because the truth is, Rebbe could not have said it should be Chayev twice. So because you misapplied Rav Yehuda's Maimer, and you thought he was referring to Rebbe's case of the baseball, Mar Ahamati Lavakashali to Rebbe and the Rebbe, because you read it on this, you've got an irreconcilable problem in Rebbe. But Anan, we have Rav Yehuda's statement, not to be confused with Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda's statement, the Amora that Mechayev Haya Shnayim, said on the case of Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you that case in a minute. And therefore there's no problem because we don't have a record of Rabbi Yehuda arguing and saying that that you can't be Mechayev but told him to come out. The Tanya, what was the case we learned this on? Right as a case when you're throwing Rishut HaYafid or Rishut HaRabim, this is a new case. And you were over Arba Amot Rishut HaRabim. So not only did you throw something into the Rishut HaRabim from Rishut HaYafid, it continued to go through the air of the Rishut HaRabim, and it lands four Amot further in Rishut HaRabim. That over there, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, and the Chacham is Pater, and Rav Yehuda, the Amora, said in the name of Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda said you're Chayev, he didn't mean you're Chayev once. He meant you're Chayev twice. One for the Hotza'ah from Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim, and once for the continued flow of the object through the air of the Rishut HaRabim until it landed because you were Mavir Arba Amot Rishut HaRabim. It's a new case. We never saw this element before. We sort of ignored that problem. We were talking each time only about the actual Hotza'ah. It never occurred to us, wait a minute, but what about the distance it traverses in Rishut HaRabim itself? Now that's the thing. We have over here Isaac Adai. First of all, Isaac Adai, the Chodu, the Mechayev. It can't be that Rav Yehuda was saying you're Chayev once. Because then what are the Rabbanim saying? You're not Chayev at all? You're not Chayev at all from throwing from Rishut HaRabim? Must be the whole Machlok at this. Are you chayev on that other case? And you could be chayev even on the Tol Dibamokam. Ah, that's the point. So you can't say, Mechadra, I want a patra legamre. I mean, that's crazy. How could you possibly say you're potter from caring for Rishul HaKadosh HaRabim? Therefore, it must be that I'm telling you he was Machayev twice, and that's not a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. It was only a steer the way you were reading it, that the comment was being made on Rabbi over there. Fine, it's a steer. And now, wait. That diak's not a good diak. That what? That otherwise, if I want a potter legamre, that couldn't be. Why not? I mean, my deal, my little man, my Rabbi Yehuda, Chadar with Machayev. Maybe, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda would only be Mechayev you once, and he was not trying to say your chayev separately, and the Rabbanan would be saying your potter, meaning you're totally potter, potter legamre, and you'll say, how could that be? I'll tell you very simply how it could be. Hechem hashkakatla. Where would we find such a case? We go in the Omar. Ad de nafkele l'rishut harabim tanuach. Problem is that the guy said, I want this thing to be landed when it enters into rishut harabim. It's not. If Lamaisa you hold that Kluta can be Shun Chadanya, which I'm suggesting maybe all the Rebbe Yehuda is saying, welcome if Rebbe Yehuda sub Armina Kluta can be Shun Chadanya. Okay, if that's the case, then the stipulation that the man made, which is what created the Melechet Makshevet, has to maintain his stipulation, Itavile Makshevto. His condition was fulfilled because the moment it enters Rishut Rabin, in terms of Dinei Shabbat, it is Munach in that Rishut Rabin. Whereas the Rabbanan saying no. It's not Munak until it stops flying and hits the ground. In which case, he did not do the Hotzah that he wanted to do. Because he specified, I want it to be at rest as it enters the Rishat Rabin. So Rabbanan Samri, Lo Amrinan, Kulut HaKamishuncha, and therefore, Lo Itavidu LeMakshavto, and therefore your potter totally. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda was saying, and therefore your Chayav once. But there's no reason to say that I told of the Mokam Av. Rabbi Yehuda would be Machayev. Certainly, I told him the Malcolm Av, lo Machayev Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, don't come and try to tell me that the meaning of Rabbi Yehuda's statement is that you're Chayev twice. Indeed, the Chachamim is saying you're Chayev at all because of the failure to meet the conditions. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're Chayev once because since Kluta Kamishun Kadamya, you met essentially the conditions. The conditions, by the way, there's a little bit of a shady issue over here because, I mean, at least the Ramban deals with this problem. I mean, certainly one would think if somebody stipulates, I want it to be at rest when it enters Rishus HaRabim. He's not talking about quantum rests. He's talking about, he wants the ball sitting there like any normal person wants. So what do I care what our quantum definitions are? Well, but yeah, Zeno says it's a rest. Come on. The ball's still flying, so you didn't meet his conditions. So some of that is not service, right? So Ramban says that Ein Arkinan, you've got to be talking about that this guy was a physicist. And some of these physicists go, why? There was a physicist that was caught walking around with snowshoes in the middle of the summer. Because he was afraid he was going to fall from the spaces between the atoms. You know, this kind of guy, if he makes a condition like that, seriously, this kind of guy who makes a condition like that is in fact talking about li'inyanei Shabbat, he wants it to be munat. I mean, he doesn't want to get into issues of avara versus rabim and so on and so forth. Okay, so if you're building mishun kadamya, you did in fact fill his conditions. You got to admit, we're definitely stretching the spaces between the atoms here. But, okay, but then that's not wrong about mine.
He wanted it landed.
He wanted to be technically at rest.
At the corner, or with
at the instant of entry.
Of the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Wherever that is.
Right. He knew that throwing it through is...
Yeah, he didn't want to get involved in further issues about Bara, you know. It's a pretty strange condition. But it's a cheap one. Since we don't really care about the case, we're coming to illustrate only a principle. Obviously, we can make up the craziest cases that we want. No, we're just looking at laboratory conditions over here. So anyway, that may be the case, but Tol Dibamokamav lo Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda, I don't see where you come off and so sure that the point that Rabbi Yehuda is making is that you're Chayev twice. To which Rabbi Yehuda replied, no siree, that is not the truth. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev, the Tol Dibamokamav, and that's the whole point. Lo Salkabaita, don't try to give me that kind of stuff, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Mosif Afashovet Vahamidag. The one who was making the comment was Rav Yehuda about Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Amira, was saying that Rav Yehuda, when he said you're Chayav, he said twice. No, Rav Yehuda ben Papa. It's the normal Rav Yehuda. So now, when Rav Yehuda said, said in the Mishnah, where we have the Lama Test Malachas, I want to be Mosif Afa Shovet Mahamed Abdek. So I say, we need to add a case where somebody is weaving. Then he takes the stick, the karkar, and he puts the threads into the correct positions and so on. That's also an av malacha. And so is a medak dek. If the threads get twisted, you bang on it in order to spread it out. That's a separate malacha. Shoved is included under the general rule of mesach, which is the setting up of a weave. And medak dek is included under orig. It's part of what you do in order to get the threads to be properly woven. But anyway, look, what do you think Rav Yehuda was saying over there in that Mishnah? Was he not saying, he's saying, I don't care if you did the Oreg and the Shoveit and the Medak Deit. You'd be chayav each one separately. So doesn't that mean, and the Rabbanan is shouting at him and saying, no, he's already chayav because of the Av, it's b'chlal the Oreg, it's b'chlal the Mesar. Do you see? He's b'chayav at all the Mokam Av. Now, I mean, the question over here is that, if that's the case, that it's because he's Machiah, I told him about the Mahar, well, he should have sat down and said, get ready for a filibuster, boys, because you got to add to the 39 halachas, you're going to say every possible tolda of every halacha that you could ever have. I mean, if he's saying his mercy, the two cases, he couldn't be trying to tell you that I'm Machiah, I told him about the Mahar. That's ridiculous. Why would he stick two cases of all things into the middle of the Mishnah? What's Shoveit and Medak Deit different from anything else? I mean, if anything, it's much of the opposite. You guys are Bechayev, you know, on Toldim Malakam Av. I'm Bechayev. But it has to be told. It's not a Tolda. It's just another way of doing the Malak. Let's say, I would be Noteya, a sapling, and I would be planting a seed. Now, you can say, wait a minute, that's two ways of doing the Av. Even if I want to be Mechayev on a Tolda B'Malkam Av, I couldn't call this a Tolda. Just a different way of doing the Malacha. I mean, you know, both of them are equally significant. The fact is, when we came to the Mishnah, the Gemara was even troubled by the fact that we were talking about Mivashel. Whereas, actually, in the Mishkan, we had cases of Ofet. You know, in other words, why did we change it from Sidur to Pat? We wanted to talk about Ofet. Right, so we're talking about Sidur to Pat. Remember the Mishnah we have in Vashel, by the son of Manim. So that's not our, you know, whatever list you want to make, whatever set you want to make. Certainly we're not going to substitute a Tolda for the Malacha. So there's such a thing called, the Rambam calls it Me'ein Milacha. It's a different, it's one format of doing the Malacha. So that, in fact, could be the issue over here. Because, in other words, the Rabbanan maybe would also be Mechayim, I told him, and they were arguing with Rabbi Yehuda in one case, namely Shoveit Medakdei. According to the Rabbanan, Shoveit and Medakdei are simply other forms of the Av itself. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are separate from the Av because they're told us. Therefore, you would be Mechayev on them separately. This is how Tosus explains the problem of our Havamina, because otherwise the Havamina is simply a joke to think that he's being Mosif told us. It's going to be a beautiful teretz. It's not that he's being Mosif told us. The Rabbanan agreed that you're Chayev and a Tolga Makamav. They just held that these two things were not told us. And therefore they should be included under the advice. And he's saying, no, I want you to know that your opinion about that is wrong. These would be told you to chayav separately on.
You only do the
Tolda
and not the
Av. Right, so for sure you're chayav.
You're
chayav on the Tolda. Right. The question is whether the distinction between the Tolda and the Av is as significant as this distinction between two Avot. The Mechayev in a separate government. So therefore, if we see in the Mishnah that he adds Shoveit to Medakdek, so apparently, Shmamin and Mechayev are Rabbi Yehuda, told him about the Ma'am. Answers again now, still attack, we're still making this attack on the Diyak that was being made by Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying, Mimai, Dilma Liyalam, Da'avdalu, La'ala Chuda, La'ala Chuda. Maybe your explanation is still no good. And what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, not that you did both Oreg and Shoveit and Mekarker, and Medakdek and Shoveit. No, you did one or the other. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would not be Chayav HaTolda Mavakamav. But the point is that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, these things are separate Avot. Hani Avot Ninu. Because, look, we've got a problem with the whole Oreg, let's be frank. I mean, we've split up Oreg into so many separate pieces. You know, some of the malachas we split up into separate pieces, some of the malachas we don't. It seems very arbitrary. So how do we know that in the same way that we split up the malachas into being Oseh Shnei Batei Nirim, being Mesach, being Oreg, as separate points? Why isn't Shoveit a separate point? Why isn't Medaktek a separate point? That's what you're saying. Forget about their being told us. They're not told us. They're different of us. Whereas the Rabbanan Sabayani told us, you know, and they come under the overall rubric, either of Oreg or of Mesa. In fact, if you take a look at the language, it seems that it's clear. Teda, Dictani Rabbina Mosif. Now, when you say he's being Mosif, Mosif what? I mean, Yom Bishrema Avot, then I understand. They list the 39 Avot, and Rabbina says, I want to add to that. Shoveit or Medaktek. Okay, then that makes sense, and you're adding. You have a toldot. You're adding a toldot. We haven't been discussing toldot. So how could you think that the Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is that he's b'chayav toldot b'makom ha'ad? He couldn't be talking about toldot. He wouldn't have said the language of Mosif. And therefore, forget about claiming that, well, definitely Rabbi Yehuda is b'chayav toldot b'makom ha'ad. Not necessarily. Itmar nami Rabba Rabbi Yosef Darmat Harvayu. Indeed, Rabba Rabbi Yosef argue on Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. And they say, you got a misreading over there, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo chiyev Rabbi Yehuda ela achat. You're only chiyev once for the case where you threw it into the Rishut HaRabim and then it continued to move in the Rishut HaRabim. You're chiyev for your hotza'ah, but you're not chiyev for ma'avir ha'abamis Rishut HaRabim. Only Rabbi Yehuda Ravashi. I just want to understand how you understood it in the beginning. You, according to Rabbi Yehuda was saying you'd be chiyev twice. I don't understand how you'd be chiyev twice, but it seems to me you're either chayav one or nothing, because look, it's ilahaka kabayli, lahaka lo kabayli, and ilahaka kabayli, lahaka lo kabayli. Is there not a malechet makshevet that has to define where you want that ball? If it lands in the wrong place, it's not malechet makshevet. So, if you wanted it at the beginning of the Rishut HaRabim, and you threw it too hard, and it continues to flow through Rishut HaRabim, so then it was not mitkayim your makshevah, because it landed in the wrong place. If you wanted it at the end of Rishut HaRabim, so then you didn't want it at the beginning. So then even if you held it was klut to kemishun fadam, you wouldn't be chayav, because it never landed at the beginning for you to say that I was not ma'avir avamis. Where was the akira and anocha? All I did was one act. How do you make it happen if there were two acts? Omar lei, ba'omer kol makom shetirtzeh tanor. You're right. If he had something particularly in mind. But if all he wanted to do was throw a ball, and wherever that ball feels like going, that's where it can go. So then it's possible to conceive of the case. I mean, we've rejected this now, because we said maybe Rabbi doesn't hold your chayev twice. I'm saying, but this would have been the way we understood it, like a trio. Then you would have been chayev when you said, let it land wherever it may land.
In the
Rishut HaRabim. So then the minute that it becomes in the Rishut HaRabim, the good Mishunchan is that it's landed. And now, since you said, well, I don't care what it does. Okay, so now it continues to do a Mesa Havara. And tomorrow, we're going to go look into that a little bit more and see whether we've got. I figured I'll let you go because we have shorter dots than her. I mean, if you have the patience, we can certainly catch up. How many people are patient and want to catch up? Raise your hand. Don't everybody shout at once. Session is ended. All right, let's start from the beginning of Azorek, huh? Azorek, Mirshut HaYachid, Mirshut HaRabim, Mirshut HaRabim, Mirshut HaYachid, Chaya, Mirshut HaYachid, Mirshut HaYachid, Mirshut HaRabim, Be'emtza, Rabbi Akiva, Mechayei, Vechachamim, Potri, Ketzad, or maybe not Ketzad, Shtei Gizuz, Trot, Zuh, Kenengen, Zuh, Mirshut HaRabim, Hamoshit, Azorek, Mizod, Zuh, Patur, Ayu Shtei, Midyuta, Chata, Moshit, Chaya, Azorek, Patur, Shikach, Haita, Vodat, Alaviyim, Shtei, Galot, Zuh, Zuh, Mirshut HaRabim, Moshitim, Akrashim, Mizod, Zuh, Aval, Lo Zorkim. Zrika told the Dotsah. Dotsah who faithed Tima. Omer Yochan, Yomer Krobe, Tzav Moshe, Abiru Kolba Machane, Moshe, and Haviyat, and Machnavia. Machnavia, Rishut HaRabim, Havoy, become a Yisro. Don't bring it in here. Lot of Fiko Vatatu, Rishut HaYachid Ditro, Rishut HaRabim. Wait a minute, we might have Shabbat Koy. Yomer Bechol Koy, Mishum Bishmina, Yavidata, Kiratima, Malachai, Tatayan. Yomer Havara, Havara, Yomer Kippurim. תיבחר ביעבירו כל המחנה, ותיבחתם ועברת כל שופר, ועברת שופר תשועה, מעלה, עלם ביום אסור, עד כאן ביום אסור. Again, in the first verse, it's not any of this. Even if it's בכל, since it calls it מלוכה, that's the right that it's מלוכה. אז שכן הוצאה, הרבה הכנסה מנון, ספורו, מכת, רשות רשות, עם עלי הפוק, עם עלי היולן. מי הוצאה, אב, והכנסה תולדה, מכת. אהו מחייב, אהו מחייב. So my correlate, this one to have, and this one to told it, was just arbitrary. Well, no, Nafkamina, Yav, Nishtei Avod, Ba'adi Adad. Nav, Nishtei Tolotot, Ba'adi Adad, B'chayev Tarka. Rezov Adad, the Tolot, they don't B'chayev Al-Khoda. So we need to put in the same category. Who's B'chayev twice? Well, the Rebbe Yezid, the B'chayev, I told him, I'm a Mokram, that's already nomenclature. So I have to avoid the Mishnah of Shiva, Kareli Yav. I have to avoid the Mishnah of Shiva. Lo Kareli Yav. You know, me act of Chtiva, when it comes to Hotsar, Kareli Yav. I don't know Chtiva, Kareli Tolda. Lo Hadit Zana, Zorek Arba Amot Bekota, Lamala Miyasrat Vachim Kizorek Ba'avir. Lamata Miyasrat Vachim Kizorek Ba'are, Etva Zorek Ba'are, it's Arba Amot Chayav. Zorek Arba Amot Bishon Rabbi Minon, I'm okay. I'm going to get Orgi, you read Zorek and Maftaim, so I'll just say, Orgi, Maftaim, what are you talking about? Normally. She can tofre, you read Zorek and Maftaim, so I'll say, But then it's a Malcolm Tour, not in Rishat Rabin. Okay, Shkin Orge Yeriot Zorkin Bufiyar, Mishraleyan. But do Magabi Adari Aviatme? Mato Adari Bechetet. But do Mishakufiyav Mishakufin. But to Misha, Ilimi Adari Vatanya Luda, Ish Mimalakto Asherimau Sim. And we asked, "What do you know?" "Atzana avot melachot arbim chaser akat v'avinim v'minyan alom leivam Rabbi Yochanan." She mustn't kula melachot chayav akalachas v'achas. Ema eno chayav al achas mehem achiyav misa. So Rabbi Yehuda pshita like the mavir is a chiyav misa. The matznisa was pshita like the tolish is a chiyav misa. Therefore, they attributed it to the ma to the mekoshesh. Rav Yaakov pshita like the ma'amir chayav. So Mar Sava Hami et Lomisaf, Mar Sava Hami et Lomisaf. Each one was identifying what was no Sava. Don't know about it. The Koshesh that's left Chav, the Kenoma, the Yubanes, or Bamid Bar, Wayne Zuish. Well, Alan will Mer Avinu make Bamid Bar. So Malan and Slav Chav, I can't Slav Chav, they were the Akiva. A Marla Rabbi Yoda, the Matera Akiva. Benkaku, Benkaku, Hata, Tid, Bitina, Tadin. Im Kid Voreka, Hatoraki, Sto, Veta Megadoto. Im Lama, Tamotzilaz, Lotot Sadi. The Elo Hagoma, Zereshova. Zereshova, Logoma. El Mi'erika Avim, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Avi, Ve'ya'apilu. Ke'otzei v'davar ha'tomer, v'yichar av ha'shem bam v'yeda. L'amit sh'af ha'aron v'stareya, divrei v'yon le Rabbi Yehuda ben Tera, Akiva, how could you do such a thing? Benkach v'benkach. Atat yivitzen et adit. Im kidvore ha'katora kisato v'yata megale oto. Mim la'av ato motzin lazo oto tzadi. Ve'lo aktiv bam. Ha'u ben azif v'yoma. Tani kamad yomar av ha'aron v'stareya, dechtiv. V'yifen ha'aron el Miriam, v'nei mitzorat. Tana shepina mitzaraato. Omer shlokish achoshet b'ksheru melokah begufa. The fear ain't no yaminuli. V'gaya kol mekutch brichu. The mehem yisrael. Amalo ain't ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Hata imsof kalami. Ain't ma'aminim d'kli v'yamin ha'shem. B'nei ma'aminim ne'amin b'hashem. Aval hata imsof kalami shemayan lo iman tibi. Mimai galaka d'kli v'yomer Hashem. Lo or avena yatcha b'chekecha. Omer rabbi v'yitem rabbi yezmer rabbi chanina midato v'no meheret lavom imidat poranut. The ilu b'midat puranut k'tiv v'yotziya v'nei yadam tzorat k'sholem. The ilu b'midat uvativ v'yotziya m'cheko v'nei yushavet y'psaro m'cheko v'nei yushavet y'psaro. V'yiv l'amata aron et matota om rebo lezer neis p'tof neis v'shutayach v'shutayach yit v'y rab. L'mata mi'asar p'ligavot l'yam asava m'niklut k'mishon p'tami m'asava l'yam m'niklut k'mishon t'ka ava l'mata mi'asar d'vriyako patur v'la yafin azarek m'mashit ol d'yoma on the contrary l'mata mi'asar p'ligit. So the matter miyasor only with the mechayev. The malam miyasor, you're not mechayev. Omer Reb Elazar, amotzi masri, the malam miyasor chayev. Shkei masav b'nei kahav. And the lamb is zorek. And only the matter miyasor mechayev. The malam miyasor not mechayev. Shmaimin ad beklutik mishun chab plegi shmaimin. Upligi the Reb Elazar. The Reb Elazar mechayev. I Rabbi Akiva fin the malam miyasor. V'hai diktani rishon rabin atzma. That's only lodiach hakor k'derabonah, because they're arguing even about klutik mishun chadam. ופליג לחלוק כבטוב, ידם לחלוק כבטוב, תוך שלושה דבי הכל חיים. למעלה מעשרה דבי הכל פטור, which is not like רב אלעזר שם. משלושה, ויד עשרה, that's where we have the מחלוקת רבי עקיבא רבנן. תניא נמי הכי, בתוך שלושה דבי הכל חיים. למעלה מעשרה אין רב אלעזר משום שבות. אם היו בשביעות שלו, מותר אם משלושה ועד עשרה רבי עקיבא חיים חמי חוק. אמר לה, wait, let's get back to that. אם היו בשביעות שלו, מותר. למה תאבק תיוב את הרב? דהיית מה שני בתים בשני צידי רשות הרבים, רב הבא ארגון אמר רב, אסור לזרוק מידה לזה, יש את הפרש, זה יורד את מותו. שמואל הוא סלמון הסקצית על הברייס, זה מותו לזרוק מידה לזה. אז זה גמר ולאב מי הורקים מן הלאה היא, כי לא דמיד לך כך מתת אחד, that over there it's a separate הלוכה, because it's a gzera, זה זה נמנות של הביאתי להתוי, which was רב הסמוד את זה. אמר לרב חיסטה, ולא נמר אמר לרב נמר לרב חיסטה, מינה נלסת יום רב הנקות פחות משלושה כלל ודומי. אמר לרב חיסטה, אפשר לרשות הרבים, שתלקית ממולקת ולהתנאי. Nay, that could be the reason. He also even even shloshan ami. The two haritana mishal shel tfanot mi lamala lamata. He named Jeboim and Arch shloshat vachim. Sula, vim pachot mi shloshat kshera. So haritana, I know, I know, but haritana, I know, time shloshat vachim, bachit shloshat vachim, bachim, 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 about that, I can't have anything to do with Malachi Berit. And then it answers, Hatam Ayin Atayim, and that would be the normal format of this type of question. So Hatam Ayin Atayim, and Nishum Ayin Avi Lanechid Shagdim Bokimba. Okay, Tenach, Lamata. You can talk about animals coming into Lamata. Lamata, Lamayi Kalamema. Elokol Pachot Mishloshar Kalavu, Dami, is a Halok Lamashu Mishiyah. Tana Rabbana Mishat Rabbim, Rishat Rabbim, Rishat Ayachid Be'emtsa. Rabbi Mekayim, Lekakamim Pojim. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amitavar, Lohiyav, Rabbi Yalab, Rishat Ayachid Mekora. The Aminam Beita, Keman, the Malyadam. Abba Sheinam Mekora, Lo. Am Rav Chan, Am Rav Yiram, Shmuel, Mekayim, Ayah, Rabbi Shtayim. Akas, Mishum, Haitza. Viyakas, Mishum, Agnasa. Yos, Rav Chan, the Kashmir, are you trying to say the Meimra? The Mekayim, Rabbi, I told him, Mekam, Av. But Tanya, Rabbi, Yom, Edvarim, Hadvarim, Eila, Hadvarim. Eilu lamed tetma alchot shemel l'moshem yisinak. Oh, Marai Rav Yosef. Okay, it's because you read Rav Yehuda on the wrong thing. Marahani maso, v'kashel at the Rebbe at the Rebbe. But Anan, never heard of Rav Yehuda was talking about Rav Yehuda Anasi. He was talking about Rabbi Yehuda Masin, on the little kashel. The Tanya Rishut Ha'akad Rishut Ha'abim. V'yavar ba'amud Rishut Ha'abim Rav Yehuda Mechayev v'chachomim potrim. Om Rav Yehuda Meshmo Mechayev v'yam Rav Yehuda Shtayim. Akas Meshum Ha'itzo v'yakas Meshum Ha'avar. Dis Mechlal the Rabbanan Patre means what? Like Yamre? That's crazy. Afik le Mishat Ha'achid Rishat Ha'avan. We might. Dimon Yolam Afa, Imalaka really would be a Kodun of Akai. And maybe the Rabbanan were Patre le Yamre. Ve'echim Ashkach Aslo. We're in a condition. It's an Afkin Afkin of Rishat Ha'avim Tanua. Memela, they're arguing, welcome, if you give a Gita Sava, I mean, it's good to be Shun Chadam. Therefore, his Tanai was kept. We Sava the Mafshata. Rabbanan Sava, I mean, it's good to be Shun Chadam. Veloi Sava the Mafshata. Avala told him about Chadam. He's never had a mean of Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayim. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is wrong in his analysis. No. No second that. Of course he's Mechayim told him about Chadam. The Tanai, Rabbi Yehuda Masif, Afa Shavet, Lama Daktek. Om Lo Shavet, Arev Echol Mesach. Midaktek, Arev Echol Ore. So apparently, I mean, that's not focused. That's not focused. Shmuel and Mechayev are Rabbi Yehuda saying, Afik, you'll also be Chayev on these at the same time, even though it's from Mokamah. Why, no. We might, Yilma, Liyolam, the Avdallah, Allah, Huda, Allah, Huda. Rabbi Yehuda maybe would never be Mechayev told him about Mokamah. The thing is that, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was saying, these are also Mokamah. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, Teda, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif. Now, what do you think Mosif means? Iyam, Rabbi Yehuda, it's being Mosif. It's referring to Avot, and it's Mosif on the list of Avot of the 39 Melachot in the Mishnah. But if you're going to tell me that he's adding Toldot, let's try and say Mosif. On what? There is no Mosif.
There's no
end. No. Because the Mishnah never mentioned a Toldot. The Mishnah's talking about a list of Avot. Itvan Nami, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, Zavayu, Lo Chiev Rabbi Yehuda El Achat, Amar Lei Rabbi Levashi, Lamai Desala Kadaitami Yikara. The Machayev Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. How could it be Shtayim? From Nathan. From you.
I spoke this morning.
Oh. And they didn't meet your friends.
Mirushut Yachid, Lirushut Yachid, Bohi Rab, Lamatim Yasor Pligi, Bo Pligi. The Mar Savar, Amrina Klutak Mishun Cha Dami, Omar Savar Lo, Amrina Klutak Mishun Cha. Avalamala may serve for sure, the Vakal Potter, because otherwise you'd have to say it's the same as Moshit, Lo Yafinas right me Moshit. El Dilma Lamala may answer up, Ligiba Pligi. Mar Sover, Bekiva holds Yafinas right me Moshit. Umar Sover, Lo Yafinas right me Moshit, and therefore you're Potter. Aval lemata me'asar divrei kol chayav. Why? Because everyone would agree. Kluta kemishun chadanya. Omer Rav Yosef ha-milta iboi le'rav chista, and he brought a raya, Rav Amnuna brought him a raya from the following bright. Mirshute achid or shute achid. Vo'over b'rshute rabin, I note this extra word, atzma. Rabbi Kivim v'chachayei v'chachoyim potrim. Now, mirikom rishute rabin, atzma, then obviously, pshita, then lamata me'asara, but give him why. I thought Rav Elazar says that if you carry Masri Lamala Miasar, for sure you're chayev, because we learn that out from Masri B'nei Kahat. El Olav, it's got to be talking about a Zorek, and it's only Bershut Rabbi Matzma, which means Lamata Miasar, Huda Machayev, Lamala Miasar, Lamachayev. Clearly, Bekluta Kvishuncha Pligish Mamina. Now, this itself is Polaga Rabbi Eliezer. Domer Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, I mean. The only reason it says is that they argue even if it's in Rishut Atzma. So they argue on both issues. Now this is a third possibility, obviously. And this argues on Rechilki Bartuvi. Tok Shlosha Divreko Chayav, because it's a lover. L'mala Miasara Divreko Patur. Because lo yafinan the Zorek from Moshit. The machloket is only in one case, Mishlosh v'Asara, and it's there that Bano Lachot Rabbi Akiva v'Rabban. Tanya Meyachi, v'tov shloshah divrei kochayev, v'malam yasur nechayev alam shum shvut, and the imay rishiyot shelo, it's not even a shvut, and you're allowed to sell from one of your rishiyot to the other. Misholosh viada sora. There we have the machlokas Rabbi Akiva v'chayachon intod. Omar Mar, you say if the rishiyot both belong to you, would be mutter even the chatchila. So then that should be a tiyuv to the Rav, because Rav says in the case where you have shnei batim, mishnei tzidei rishut rabim. So Rav Abar Avuna quotes Rav saying, you're not allowed to throw from one porch to your porch on the other side of the street, and Shmuel says you are allowed to. No, come on, lab miyukim na lahi. It's talking about that one porch is on the 10th floor and one porch is on the 7th floor. It's talking about going to Madlichad and Madlichad. And therefore, Zim did not have a delatu. We're worried that since you cannot throw directly across, you might miss and the ball falls into the street. You'll go down the street and bring it in. Some say Rav Nuna said Rav Chista. Where do we get Bichlal the halacha that Kol Pachot B'Shlosha can love it on? Omar, well, it's just logical. I mean, what do you expect? Topographical variations mean that he actually should have been shtilakei from lakei for a yidni. Well, first of all, if that was the case, why wouldn't we say shlosha also? It should be the surface of a shtarabim. Not to mention, when it says, like abisukah, that if someone is mishal shel defanot milamata milamata milamata, that as long as they were gavoy minaret shlosha tvachim, they're possible. Less than that, it's kosher. That has nothing to do with topography. No, that's a different issue. That's because that's a minor timer. Because if it's above three, so then it's a mechitzah shagidim bokimba. Oh yeah, but that only works when it's close to the ground. How about on top? Let's say from 7 talking to 10, that you can use it. Must be that kol pachot mishlosha. The love of dummy is actually halacha l'moshe misina, and that's how we know it. Rishut Rabim, Rishut Rabim, but Rishut Ayochid in the middle. The opposite case of our Mishnah, Rebbe's Mechai, Chachamim Rapot, and Rav and Shmuel both agreed, as we had earlier in the Masechta, that where did Rebbe say Yochayiv? Dafka, where you throw a baseball, let's say, in one window, it goes out the other window. So it's going through the house. That's Rishut Ayochid Mikorah. So there we say Beit HaKamand Amal Yadami, but if it wouldn't be Mikorah, then not. You should know that when Rav was Mechayev, he was a Mechayev two times. One for Achotza, one for Achnosa. Yosef Rav Chana v'Kakasha, but if you're telling me that, then, I mean, Rebbe said, not Rav, if you're telling me that, then you're basically saying that Lameimra, that Rebbe is Mechayev on Achnosa, b'Mokamotza, which means he's Mechayev and told him b'Mokamot. Isn't Rebbe the source of the Shita? Tanya Rebbe Omer Dvorim Hadvorim Eladvarim equals Lamatet Malachot Shemun Mashmi Sinai. And we explained over there that the point is that's the maximum number of Katot you could be Chayev. If you're going to tell me now suddenly Rebbe's Bechayev on a Tolder Vavakam Av, then there's no limit. Omele Rav Yosef, you got a problem because you misheard this. Mara Hamat Milan, the case of Rebbe, and therefore we had a contradiction in Rebbe. We heard that this mimer about Ben Chayev too was going back on Rebbe Yehuda, a different case completely in a bright, and therefore Lokashim on the Tanya. In a case we throw Mishut HaYachid Rishut HaRabim, and it continues rolling in the Rishut HaRabim for four amot. So Rebbe Yehuda is B'chayim L'chamim Papotra. And Rav Yehuda explained over there in the name of Shmuel that when Rav Yehuda said you're Chayev, he must have meant you're Chayev two. One for the Etzemot Tzah, which is obvious, and the other one is the continued rolling of four amot in Rishut HaRabim. Because obviously you can't explain it to mean that Rizon and Mechayev won, because he's talking about the Chodur and Mechayev. So what would that mean? That the Rabbanon hold you're not Chayev at all? How could they not be Chayev at all? You carried from Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaRabim. No, that doesn't persuade me. Maybe, in fact, all the Rebbe Yehuda was saying is that Mechayev won. And the Rabbanon hold you're Chayev none. And the reason, the case would be, Kigon the Omer, where a guy said, I want this to land the moment it gets into Rishut HaRabim. So now, in the Rishut HaRabim, the Machloket being, that according to Rebbe Yehuda, it did. It landed, because it was within three of the ground. So, rather, it was in the ten of the ground, it was in the airspace. So, Mimela, you'd be Mechuyev, because he would say, Klutik Mishun Chadam. And therefore, David Lemach Shafto, and according to Rabbanan, it would be Potter. Because we don't say Klutik Mishun Chadam. Voloi David Mach Shafto. But when it comes to this, that we mechayev you too, we would never say that. So it's only choda. Never happened. But certainly we are not talking about being mechayev at all. Lo mechayev Rebbe Yehuda. No. Let's talk about that, because Rebbe Yehuda, we had that other case, remember? Rebbe Yehuda was Mosef. Mosef also a shovet, and then a dakdek. And they told Rebbe Yehuda, what do you mean? A Shoveit is already included in Mesach. A Medaktik is already included in Oreb. So it must be talking about that he did the Av and the Tovah. That's the Machlokas, right? Badev Yadari. Which means that's the whole point. The Machayev, or Rebbe Yehuda, told him, how do you know that? Maybe he only did one. And the point is, the Rebbe Yehuda holds that these are Avot, not that they're Toldot. And the Rabbanim were arguing, saying, no, these were only Toldot of things that were already done. Rebbe Yehuda told him HaMakamav would never be Mechayev. It's just that Rebbe Yehuda holds these are Avot, and the Rabbanon argue, and they say they're told out. Teda, Diktani, look at also, take a look at the language. Rebbe Yehuda is Mosif. What do you mean he's Mosif? Yeah, Bishlema, Avot. So then Mosif, yes, he's adding onto your list of Avot. But if you're telling me they're told out, what do you mean? You can't add told out. There's an infinity of told out. It manami rabba rabbiosa metavar loch yev rabbiuda ella achat. Omele rabbiuda lavashi. And how did we ever understand it anyway? I mean, the way you thought originally is that it was talking about rabbiuda was Mechayev too. How could you be Mechayev too? If you hold that he wanted it at the beginning, then he didn't want it at the end of the Arbamas. And if he wanted it at the end of the Arbamas, then he didn't want it at the beginning. Omar lay, well, we'll be talking about a case where he said, I don't care where it is. Wherever it goes, let it roll. Keep on rolling. Now look, Pshita, if somebody's Nitkavin, is Rok Shimona, and it was Zorak Arba. So that's no different than being Kotev Shem Mishimon. If you want it to be Zorak Arba, and it was Zorak Shimona, how about there? Do we say, well, I mean, you did the Malacha, or Afik, or Dome Echad Aboy, or Lonach? Well, isn't that what Ravina said to Ravashi? And we answered, talking about that, he said, it doesn't matter. I don't care where it lands. Let it land wherever it wants. So as far as the thing that you said, it's no different than writing Shemesh.